SAFM 104 to 107 nationwide.
Well, 7 minutes now to seven. The time, you know the number, 086 000 2032. Asked on Twitter this morning if TVET colleges are actually working. Lots of people talking at the moment about how people who are plumbers or electricians are making more money than professionals. I remember so clearly speaking to someone from the plumbers regulatory body saying to us last year that they were battling to find enough people to study to be plumbers. I realize it's a difficult job. You've got to put your hand, you know, where. But surely you make a lot of money. We've been focusing on Joburg. Now, it's a Queenie confirmation yesterday that next week there will be a confidence vote in the ANC's mayor there, Mkhulisi Kiwunda. One of the prime movers involved in it all is the former Deputy Minister Polani Mavundla. He's the leader of the ABC party, the Abantu Batu Congress. Was in a coalition with the ANC in Itakwini, but no longer. He joins us now. Mr. Mavundla, good morning.
Morning, SP. I hope you're okay with all the South Africans.
Oh, well, thank you. Why are you going to vote against Mkhulisi Kiwunda?
Steve, and the South Africans, it's important that we put our consciences, our votes, the South Africans and the people of Itakwini first. In the last 12 months that I was a deputy mayor of Itakwini as well as a chairperson of what is called Human Settlement and infrastructure, I learned that in actual fact, Itakwini doesn't have any infrastructure left. For instance, Itakwini, you have 27 wastewater treatment works that are owned by the municipality. Of the 27, 24 don't have operating license, and 17 of them have been run to total failure. And this is in terms of what we call annual audit process reports of water and sanitation, which every state or every town or everyone that have a wastewater treatment plant supposed to do every year. Now, this one is on the basis of the November 2021, which is a 1,028 pages report. So it is on that basis. Now, that situation was reported to the entire leadership, starting with the mayor, the leadership of the ANC in the province, as well as the government, right up to the national level. Now, during December of 2021, there were days when the beaches of Itakwini were closed, which was, you remember, Steve, that was before the floods.
Sure.
Which exactly the same thing happened again in December of 2022. And the entire saga was blamed on Mavundla, as a chairperson of Human Settlement and Infrastructure, people forgetting that I've been writing letters, on the average of 6 to 10 letters every week, complaining about every problem that I've been coming across, which to my colleagues who are politicians, to them, if the sewer goes to the sea, it doesn't matter. We still have the sewer that is running on full bore of 400 or 600 pipes. That is still going into our rivers and down to the sea. Now, to get to where we are, we're getting to where we are now because the feeling is that if we really want to protect the city, because when you write and tell people this is what is going wrong, nobody listens.
Sure.
Maybe the best thing to do it is to remove the leadership and put somebody else that may take our environment and our people serious.
The obvious question is, who would that be? You are a smaller party in Itakwini. Who would you back? Would you back a DA-led administration there?
Steve, the South Africans are fully aware that during the composition of the council in Itakwini in 2021, everybody blamed me in particular when I put together the bloc that supported the ANC, believing that we should give them another chance and support them to make good as well. I was blamed left, right, center. And I've been man enough to go back and say, if there's one biggest mistake that I've ever made in my political career, it was supposed to support the ANC when in actual fact, the people of Itakwini decided that they had enough of the ANC. And I've learned a very hard lesson. I can tell you, Steve, that I've got three properties in Itakwini municipality that pay heavy rates. I'm not getting any benefit out of it because the money that is supposed to be going back to the infrastructure and doing everything that we're expecting to be done, it end up being the nice to have.
I accept that, and I think you speak for many people around the country when you say you don't feel you get anything back. The problem, of course, is that particularly in Etekwini, for many years there have been problems. The flood made the problems much worse. Who do you believe would do better? I mean, unless, I presume, Mr. Mavunda, you'd be available for the position of mayor yourself?
No. If sometimes when people speak, regardless where they're lying about you or telling the truth, sometimes we need to do the introspection. I think Etekwini needs another party to take the governance of Etekwini. I was given that opportunity of being a deputy mayor. I wrote files. Nobody cared about it. Obviously, that means I also failed because they couldn't listen to me. So this points to one direction only, that in terms of the numbers, Etekwini, you have a DA that has got the most numbers. I think they've got 59 in number, when the ANC has got 93. They're more than half of what the ANC have. And then you've got the EFF that has got 26, and then the IFP at 17. Now, what would make sense is for these three parties to forget about whatever their differences and their egos is, and worry about the seat of Etekwini, which is a 54 billion rand budget city. You imagine, Steve, that a CEO of a company that has a turnover of 54 billion rand, what kind of a CEO will be in that company, and what kind of a board will be in that company? So I think those three parties need to decide, do they care more about their egos and their difference, or do they care more about almost 4 million population of the people of Etekwini, which is almost four times of the population of Swaziland?
Phalani Mavundla, thank you very much indeed. Leader of the ABC, former deputy mayor of Etekwini. All right, so that's the situation in Etekwini. Let's see how that plays out next week.